Hey fans, I'm Chiefs supporter BJ Kissel with today's Arrowhead Update. During this bye week, we're taking a look at a couple of areas on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball and how that group has fared through the first five games of the season. Today, we're going to talk about a couple of skill position players on offense that have really stood out through those first five games. The first one is going to be obvious. It's a guy leading the team in most offensive receiving categories.
Travis Kelce.
Right now, he is leading the team in targets with 27, with receptions with 20, yards at 274, touchdowns with 3, and plays of at least 20 yards with 6. 17 of Travis Kelce's 20 receptions this season have gone for a first down. He is the offensive threat this team was hoping he would become when we saw his ability out at training camp. Now, he's not the only tight end that has been making a difference out on the field. Anthony Fasano, the veteran, has been doing exactly what they thought he would do, back healthy, getting a lot of snaps, showing that all-around ability that made him such a hot commodity when the Chiefs signed him to that free agent deal a couple years ago. And then Demetrius Harris, all three of those guys, that 13 personnel group that the Chiefs have been running over the last couple of weeks has been very successful and something we saw in training camp, and we're just curious when it would turn over to the game. Now, another player that has really stepped up so far in these first five games is that running back and that second-year player out of Arkansas, Nile Davis.
Nile Davis.
He's 13th in the NFL right now in rushing with 327 yards on 73 carries. He's averaging 4.5 yards per carry, and he's tied for 5th in the NFL with 3 rushes of at least 20 yards. He's getting it done as well. You look at another player who just got his first action last week against the San Francisco 49ers and rookie playmaker DeAnthony Thomas. He already showed what he could do when the ball's in his hands in space with the 17-yard touchdown. That's hopefully something we'll see throughout the rest of the regular season and those final 11 games as the Chiefs make a push for their second straight playoff appearance. For KCChiefs.com, I'm Chiefs reporter BJ Kissel.
65 toss power trap.